This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being on the planet I'd rather talk to than Kevin Williams. Nobody at all. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
Tell me your hometown.
Right outside of Fayetteville, North Carolina.
Cape Fear, right?
Cape Fear,
Cape Fear. So I saw that. Okay, cliche question.
Yeah.
Street cred? Street cred because of the movie or no?
No.
No?
Definitely not. No.
Okay. All right. I know that's a stupid question, but I immediately saw that. And like, yeah. What's the best part about growing up there?
I mean, it's a military town. You meet a lot of new people.
Yeah.
There's always new people coming in and out all the time, and you never know. You never know who's going
to
come in.
Okay. So I want to go back to 2021 draft. I love talking to guys about what, like, when you're drafted, you have an idea of what things are going to be like, and then you find out this is what it's like.
Yeah.
So that draft fascinates me anyway. A lot of high school shortstops, by the way. So what is the thing that you look back and say, that's the thing that I would tell a younger version of myself when I was drafted?
The draft process is cool, but knowing the team that you want to go to is even better, especially with, like, being a pitcher and knowing the Guardians at the time were big on pitch development.
Yeah.
Needed that. Definitely helped out a lot. Just knowing the team and what they do. As an organization, what they do is phenomenal to know.
So you said, like, do you have an idea? Like, what was that like leading up to it?
I didn't really have an idea of what team I was going to at the time. I just knew that I was possibly going in the first round.
Okay.
Because a couple days before the draft, I got invited to go out to, I think it was Denver, where they were having the draft. And then at that time, I kind of knew I was going to go somewhere in the first round, but just didn't know where.
Okay, now, did you have a get-together, a party, or an hour?
I did have a get-together. I didn't want one at first, and then right. My parents talked me into it.
Really? Yeah. Friends and family?
Friends and family, yeah.
I asked that because I hear all kinds of there's all kinds of stories about, you know, you're waiting.
Yeah.
Was that about where you thought you would go? And I asked that for the party's purposes more than anything.
I thought I was going to go a lot later in the first round.
Really?
Like, almost like a comp pick or probably like first or early second round or something like that. But I feel like it was a lot, like, very stressful sitting around that long.
Well, that many people, too.
Yeah.
Was it a restaurant or a house?
Yeah, it was a restaurant.
Oh, man.
So it was even more stressful.
Oh.
I think I had like 100 people there probably.
Really?
So, yeah.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy.
Absolutely.
Can you describe the relief when that happens? When you get, I would imagine the Cleveland calls you, and like what that feeling is like? Because I mean, I've never been drafted, so.
Yeah, my agent called me first and was like, hey, are you good with this number? I was like, absolutely.
That's it.
As soon as he called me, it was like the weight just lifted off my shoulders, which is very nice to know that I didn't have to think about it anymore, or didn't have to worry about when I was going.
Okay, so then that first year after you were drafted, again, going back to sort of the younger version of you, and you talk about Cleveland's development with pitching, it's awesome. What is the thing that started like, oh my goodness, I didn't know this, I didn't know this, I didn't know this?
Honestly, I can't tell you off the top of my head. That was so long ago.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't that long, but it felt like...
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the point, right?
Yeah. I mean, just the pitchers that came up through the system, really. And who they had and what they'd done at the big league level with pitching.
Like the Biebers of the world?
Yeah, you got one of the greats, Kluber. They just walked by.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Sabathia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So was there one thing, sometimes somebody says something to you that sticks?
No, not that I can remember, no. Honestly. I'd have to think about that a little bit.
Okay, and just the last thing is sort of like, you go through another thing that I've never done, is never gone through a game and almost had a no-hitter, right? And I know you've been asked this to death, but I value your perspective of it. Looking back at that, what was that like? Because that's when you're going through it, it's one thing. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about the game against the Mets, but we're looking back at it as one thing, but then actually looking back at it maybe a couple weeks later is another. What do you remember the most about going through that?
Throwing a heater to Juan Soto when I probably should have thrown anything else but a heater to him.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a crazy perspective. I know after the seventh inning, I had like 96 pitches, and Voder told me to keep going. I was just thinking to myself, he wants me to keep going? Like, I'm at 96 pitches right now.
Well, can I interrupt you? Yeah. We were actually watching that. I was out in the clubhouse. You had an entire team. You have teams everywhere watching this and saying the same thing. Like, he's at how many pitches?
That's my exact thoughts. It's like, 96 pitches, that's like, there's no way I can keep going. But, I mean, you get out there, you have adrenaline the whole time, and I guess that's what kept me going.
Did you feel tired? Or did you, like, I know you say adrenaline, but...
I didn't feel tired until I hit the plane after the game. When I got on the plane, that's when everything started slowing down for me, and I could feel everything in my body just tired.
How many pitches you end up with?
I think like 126.
So how long did that take to...
It took a good couple days.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. The next day was probably the worst I've ever felt.
Really?
Yeah. I went on like a little 30-minute walk, which helped out a little bit, but not too much.
Because it's like Zach Gallen was telling me about how when he was going through the postseason, it wasn't the physical, it was like mental. It was like mentally draining, right?
It's like one of the, I guess, most draining things you could do is knowing that you have it in the later innings and trying to get through it. And it drains you a little bit.
Yeah.
So the mental side of it is a lot more than the physical sometimes.
What a memory, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, last thing. We ask everybody this, it's on the t-shirt. For you, why isn't baseball boring? Assuming that you don't think baseball is boring.
I mean, I watch it every day. If I thought it was boring, I wouldn't be playing, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I think the people that think it's boring are the ones that sit on their phone the whole time. I don't think they enjoy the game or watch the game that much. So if they would just enjoy it and watch it a little bit more, they wouldn't think it's boring.
That's very well said. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.